This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
All right, so let's pull on that thread a little bit, shall we? Mitchell was saying people are changing their behavior in the labor market because of the pandemic. Companies are changing their behavior in the retail market because of the pandemic, too, because people are changing their behavior. And that, in a long way around, gets us to the corporate story of the day. The beauty retail chain Ulta has announced a partnership with Target. It's going to open more than 100 mini shops inside Target stores. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains this one.
Ulta Beauty is expanding at a time when lots of retailers aren't. Global data analyst Neil Saunders says this type of growth is less risky than opening new stores.
Going into a Target is a relatively safe bet. You know the foot traffic is there.
Ulta stores haven't had that foot traffic. It was hard hit by closures in the spring. Target, on the other hand, has seen growth. Jenny Vrailu, who directs the Yale Center for Customer Insights, says Ulta may get a boost from Target's infrastructure. People looking for one-stop shopping or
curbside pickup and same-day shipping. And so Ulta can benefit from tapping into those options as consumer behavior has changed due to the pandemic.
And Jenny Vrailu says Target stands to benefit, too, by expanding its prestige offerings.
They allow them to bring in brands that Target may not be able to have access to otherwise.
Some years ago, JCPenney launched a similar deal with Sephora. It was Penny's main beauty vendor. Lauren Goodsit, a beauty analyst with research firm Mintel, says this collaboration will be different.
Because consumers have already started shopping for their personal care and beauty products at Target.
The mini Ulta stores won't offer all the products and services the bigger stores do. With people staying home or wearing masks when they go out, cosmetic sales have been down. But Goodsit says self-care is selling. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.